your ears bleed.
Everything that rocks. And good morning, 709 Brock Hunter.
Come on, you would see
the oh, happy Wednesday. Happy quarantine, everybody.
Is this going to be something we're going to have our like grandchildren on our laps?
Yeah, dude, they're going to be teaching this stuff in class, man. This is crazy.
We're 2020.
We're a lot better off, though, than the people that had to, like, get through, like, the Spanish flu and everything, because we have, you know, Netflix and video games and everything like that.
When was the Spanish flu? Was that back in, like, 1908 or something like that?
Yeah, it was, like, 1918, something like that.
1918, maybe. Yeah, what did they do?
You know, it probably wasn't as bad, you know, because it wasn't just everyone stacked up on top of each other. I mean, it actually really was bad. I don't mean that it was... Yes, it was bad because a lot of people died. But I mean, you had farms. I'm sure a lot of people were farming. So, you know, you just stayed out and worked on the farm. Maybe read a lot of books, made candles. I don't know.
If I had to choose between Netflix and sweating and farming, I'd probably choose Netflix.
Yeah, I would take the worst show on Netflix over having to go out and farm every day. I left that life many moons ago because it's just so hard. It's so difficult.
You know what, though? Those types of people kind of have it made at these times. They're basically doing what they're used to doing every single day.
And it's essential, like man.
It's like my dad working in the shop. Like, nothing has changed for him. Yep. Like he doesn't even hardly know what's going on. He's just in his shop working.
Well, I was saying, too, you know, like, so my brother lives on the farm with his family that he and I grew up on. And so his kids, I mean, yeah, they've been, school's over, they're stuck at home, but growing up in the country, that's the best place to be stuck at. It really is. Yeah. I mean, they got dirt bikes, they got the hay mile, they got the animals, they got everything. I mean, they just get to horse around. They got guns they can shoot. I mean, you shoot a gun in your backyard, you're in trouble, man, not out in the country, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to jail. Did you still have that three-wheeler that you guys used to ride?
No, that thing was long gone. Wait, my brother and I ruined that, but they got dirt bikes and go-karts and whatnot, so they'll be fine.
I was going to say that three-wheeler's more dangerous than any virus that would ever come about.
Believe me, I know. All right, let's get to your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic, clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, here's a few more not so serious stories we've seen around the coronavirus outbreak. Pornhub has donated 500,000 surgical masks to New York City emergency workers. How cool is that? They've also made premium service free for 30 days to encourage people to stay inside.
Wow.
Hey, you know,
where are they getting all these surgical masks from, though? Is it some kind of weird fetish that they're...
Maybe. I don't know if they have it like in a prop box somewhere or something like that.
You know?
From all the doctor pornos that they've shot. No, I think they probably just bought them and then are donating them. That's my guess.
See?
They're doing good stuff.
They're probably benefiting largely off of this quarantine thing. So good for them. Way to give back.
A priest in Maryland is opened a drive-through confessional.
Oh.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, and I'll take a number two with fries.
I'll take the body of Christ with a large fry and just a small wine, no ice. Thank you.
I'll take some diet blood. You got some diet blood in it.
Do you want the red or the white Christ blood? That's what I want to know. That's kind of funny. San Francisco is allowing marijuana dispensaries to stay open at this time, considered essential businesses. Speaking of that, the marijuana business is just through the roof right now.
It's booming.
Dude, it's booming.
Booming. You know?
I mean, it makes sense, though. You're stuck at home. Might as well smoke a little weed.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you know.
Right now, man.
Dude, I'm
just in this basement. Can't even see the mic in front of my face.
It's crazy, man. I'm just down here smoking. Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem, though. You see, people are stocking up, but you smoke weed, then you get the munchies, then you eat all the quarantine food that you're supposed to be saving. It's terrible.
It's a continuous cycle.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm out of food after the first 3 days. This is terrible.
Oh.
Lastly, a strip club in Portland, Oregon is trying to take advantage of what's going on right now in a good way. They've been forced to close because of the coronavirus, but the strippers are out of work. Realizing that his dancers are going to lose money, the owner of the Lucky Devil Lounge put them to work delivering food. Of course, they're doing it topless, but being safe by wearing masks and pasties. For $30, customers can order burgers, sandwiches, salads, and sides, and have it all brought to their home by two topless women wearing masks and gloves and staying 6 feet away. This includes a quick little dance and a bounce, and then they go to their next customer.
Why does this just sound? It sounds creepy to me almost.
They're calling it Boober like, Eats, by the way, just so you know.
Boober Eats. See, the problem. They're going to show up to some really creepy guy's doorstep, and it's going to get weird, guys. It's gonna get really weird.
It could be. You know, I think this is nice though, because I mean, everyone needs a little entertainment. Is there any place doing that around here? What about the women? Should we start one around here?
Yeah, we'll go bottomless.
We'll call it sausage delivery. And Hunter and I will show up at your door. We'll bring you food. Only wiener-shaped foods like bananas, sausages, kielbasas, hot dogs, popsicles, and then we'll dance. We'll dance.
And it will be bottomless, but it's totally non-sexual. It's just for a good chuckle. It's for a good laugh.
We will make you laugh, and that is the best medicine right there. So, oh, my God, look at him.
Is that a corn dog? Look at that thing. Is that a Super Bowl wiener? Look at that.
Coming to your town during the corona outbreak, sausage delivery. Dong Dash.
Right.
Like DoorDash, but Dong Dash.
Button delivery.
Button. It's a little turtle head delivery. all right, let's get the hell out of here. For God's sakes, that's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock